Thank you and good afternoon. On Tuesday, members of the county drug enforcement team helped the California Highway Patrol as they served a search warrant on a parcel of property in the Rancho Sequoia area of Alder Point. The search warrant stemmed from an investigation into the theft of heavy equipment, and while the equipment was not located on the property, law enforcement did find three greenhouses that contained more than 3,400 marijuana plants. A records check of the property showed that there was no commercial cannabis permit or a permit application, and attempts to contact the property owner were unsuccessful. No arrests were made. $1.5 million in the state budget will be allocated to Humboldt, Trinity, and Mendocino counties to fund environmental cleanups of illegal cannabis grow sites in the region. Illegal grow sites often come with degradation, water diversion, and chemicals used at the sites, including banned rodenticides, which are harmful to other animals. The announcement came today out of Assemblymember Jim Wood's office, and Governor Jerry Brown commended Wood, saying the following statement: "These illegal grow sites do untold damage to forest and wildlife along the North Coast. And with Assemblymember Wood's leadership, we are doing something about it." The funding will be included in this month's revised budget, which will be released tomorrow. Dan Squire has news from the Eureka Police Department.
Eureka police arrested two people at the C Street Market Square yesterday afternoon after responding to a report that a man was swinging a club at a woman. Officers arrived on scene and saw 41-year-old Brian Bickerstaff wielding a club-like object and screaming at a nearby woman who was screaming back at him. Bickerstaff told police that a second man at the scene was armed with a handgun that turned out to be false. Other officers then contacted the woman, 32-year-old Jade Earle, who became increasingly agitated and was eventually arrested and booked into county jail for resisting arrest and drug possession. Bickerstaff was arrested and booked as well. No firearm was found at the scene.
Thank you, Dan. In an effort to take preventative measures during the upcoming wildfire season, Pacific Gas and Electric will be awarding $2 million to fund 43 Fire Safe Council and other projects in other counties. The first project, the Matoll Chipper Days, provides low-income and senior residents living in the greater Petrolia and Honeydew areas with fuel treatments to reduce vegetation and other items that could act as fuel in a wildfire. The second project, the Doreen Drive Neighborhood Fuel Break, is an effort to protect homes and a fire station located in a forested area east of Honeydew. Even though the drought is over, officials say that the damage has already been done, and the drought, combined with the bark beetle problem, have killed more than 100 million trees in the state. The numbers in tree mortality are expected to rise. The State Division of Boating and Waterways has issued a warning to residents to exercise caution when visiting local rivers. With the weather warming up, the heavy snow that fell this winter is melting, and that has led to the rapid rise in rivers across the North Coast. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Planning Department will host a scoping meeting on Friday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka, and the meeting will focus on the content of the environmental impact report that is currently being crafted that would amend a county ordinance for the regulation of the marijuana industry. Attendees should be prepared to address the environmental impacts outlined in the notice issued in April, and the meeting will be followed by two workshops in June in which the planning department and the supervisors will review any proposed changes to the ordinance. The Humboldt Del Norte Veterinary Medical Association is offering low-cost rabies vaccines for pets at various clinics up until July. In the past year, two dogs and a cat tested positive for rabies in the county, after not having a positive test for dogs since the 2010 year. A schedule of the clinics offering low-cost rabies vaccines are available at the Department of Health and Human Services section of the county website. Additional clinics are also available in Trinity County. A fire at an H Street apartment in Eureka early yesterday morning displaced residents and caused about $5,000 in damage. Fire units responded to the scene in the 800 block of H Street and found smoke coming from the second story. The fire was found in the apartment's kitchen, and all of the residents in the building were able to exit safely. The cause of the fire remains unknown. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.